The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Gary Carmichael. This month's feature article is a tribute to Dave Hunt, entitled The Lord's Watchman, written by and read by TBC Executive Director Tom McMahon. And now, here's Tom.
Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. I have had the tremendous blessing of working with Dave Hunt for 35 years. Only those who have known Dave personally can really understand how wonderfully privileged I've been. It began the day I was taken to his house by a Christian filmmaker. Only a few months earlier, I had been on location in Iran as the screenwriter for the production of the James Michener novel, Caravans. Upon my return to the U.S., however, something temporally and eternally more significant occurred. I became a born-again Christian. I was praying about what I should do with my new life in Christ when the Lord directed me to meet Dave. The catalyst was a screenplay that Dave wanted to see written based upon a fictional story that he'd been developing. I read his story idea and told him, regretfully, that although I knew how to write screenplays, my knowledge of biblical Christianity was almost non-existent, and I was sure that it would greatly hinder my ability to translate his story to the screen. To my unending thankfulness, he said that if I wouldn't object to our working on it together, he could supply the biblical input as needed. I was too new a believer to shout, "Praise the Lord," but I know that something equivalent raced through my mind. At that time, I had no idea what a calling was or the biblical gift of helps, but I somehow knew in my heart that I was to help Dave do what God had put on his heart to do. That was the beginning of 3.5 decades of learning about and living out the scriptures through my association with the most godly man I've ever known. And I got to know him quite well. The first 30 years of my life before being exposed to the biblical gospel and believing it for salvation had been spent as a Roman